And welcome back to Giants.com as we count down the top 10 Giants value picks in NFL draft history. Paul Dottino and Michael Eisen with you. Now, you know, throughout the course of this thing, we've talked about some guys from the past and some guys from the present. Six guys already in the books. In fact, it was Homer Jones, number five, and Jesse Armstead, number six, we talked about during the last grouping. We'll get into some of the newer guys now, aren't we, Michael?
Yeah, more modern guys. But we still have, in the future, some older guys left, Paul.
Yeah, and some guys, of course, who are still playing, they don't count on the list because they're not finished yet. Number four on our list, linebacker you guys probably already know, goes by LT, Lawrence Taylor. First-round pick, 1981. Actually, the second choice in that draft, Michael, second pick, because George Rogers was picked first by the New Orleans Saints, and the Giants were very, very worried that the Saints might take LT. But Bump Phillips said, no, he needed to have the running back. I think the Giants are pretty happy they wound up with the greatest defensive player who has ever lived, 141 and a half sacks. The nine that, by the way, Elias still doesn't count because as a rookie, they didn't have that stat in 81. But it was because of Lawrence Taylor's game-changing ability and his splash on the New York football scene that Elias was forced to make the stat official going into the 82 season.
Yeah, it's another way he changed football. Joe Gibbs basically had to redesign the Washington Redskins offense to try to keep Lawrence Taylor away from his quarterback. So LT had a huge impact on the game of football.
Yeah, Lawrence Taylor. Number three on our list, guess what? Happens to be one of LT's former teammates, defensive end George Martin, the 11th round pick in 1975.
George Martin, 11th round pick out of Oregon, played here for 14 years, played in 201 regular season games, which is third all-time in franchise history behind Michael Strahan and Howard Cross. He had 46 official sacks. It wasn't the stat wasn't made official until 1982. He had a lot more than that unofficially. But when people of his era think of George Martin, they really think of his leadership, his presence in the locker room. Bill Parcells leaned on him a lot to take care of the younger players and to set a leadership example on and off the field. George Martin maybe didn't have the numbers as some of the other players, but it was just a tremendously valuable player to the Giants on and off the field.
Yeah, one number he had for a while was the NFL record for touchdowns by defensive linemen. It was seven.
Yeah, seven.
And then he caught one on offense as a tight end.
He had a knack for finding the football and bringing it to the end zone. That's remember, no one will ever forget his 78-yard interception return against Denver in 1986.
Yeah, John Elway will certainly not forget it, that's for sure. That'll do it for today's edition. I'll tell you what, keep it to Giants.com. We'll have all your big blue draft information, and we will continue our countdown of the top 10 value picks in Giants draft history.